You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Gang's all here ready to go on this Monday. Best and worst of the weekend. Your opportunity to be part of the program. Our good buddy Ross Tucker, CBS Westwood One, will stop by here in a little bit. Chiefs over the Bucks. Jets beat the Steelers. Raiders get a win. Vikings over the Saints. Double doink in London. Eagles undefeated. Bills come back to beat the Ravens. Rams 49ers coming up tonight. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that coming up. By the way, stat of the day, as always, brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. 877-3DP-SHOW. If you'd like to dial us up, operator Tyler standing by. Say hello to those on chat row, those watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, and our radio affiliates around the country, Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio, in nearly 400 cities around America. Whenever we talk about the success of the Kansas City Chiefs, we normally start with Patrick Mahomes. But he's not the only longtime Chief who deserves credit for this success, because Andy Reid has been an elite coach for a long time. He had a lot of success in Philadelphia, 5 NFC title game appearances, and then success with the Kansas City Chiefs. They lose Tyreek Hill in the offseason, no big deal. And you did have analysts who said they're going to be more dangerous. I thought they were going to be different. I didn't know how they could be more dangerous when you don't have the fastest player in the NFL. But you do have Patrick Mahomes. But Andy Reid and that partnership, Eric Bieniemy, their offensive coordinator, feels like there's no arguing on the sidelines this week after what happened last week. They got everything back to normal and picked up the win. Here is Tom Brady talking about Patrick Mahomes.
Very fortunate to maximize mine. I've had a lot of mentors in my life that played a very important role in helping me be the best I could be too. So the least I could do is give it back to all the other people that are looking for success in their field.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers rushed for 3 yards last night. But Kansas City almost ran for 200 yards last night. So that balance was the big difference here. And Tampa's defense, which when it shows up is awesome, did not show up last night. And here's Tom Brady, or Patrick Mahomes, talking about going into the matchup with Tom Brady.
Now, I see him in the offseason a lot. Now, I just had good luck on the rest of the year. I feel like I said this earlier in the week, I think, in some interview where I was like, I feel like I've had the last game against Tom Brady like four times now. So it's until he is not on that field when I step on the field, I'm not going to believe this is my last game against him.
All right. Mahomes looked great. And Mahomes will occasionally remind us, and it's strange that he has to remind us of just how great he is. Improvisational skills are wonderful. And we had Rex Ryan on, who's known for creating great defenses when he was a head coach and a defensive coordinator. And I said, who would you rather face, Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes? And he's like, oh, gosh, don't want to go against Josh Allen. We almost have moved past Patrick Mahomes because we're waiting for the next Patrick Mahomes. It's like, oh, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert. I mean, even Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson, hey, you got your MVP. We're waiting for that next contract. But who's the next quarterback coming up? Is it Jalen Hurts? We're quick to put people through the turnstile. Like, next, next. But you forget just how special these quarterbacks are. And Mahomes last night, I know the game was felt a little more closer than it was, but Mahomes looked like he was in complete control out there. Josh Allen and the Bills, a comeback against the Ravens. I had high hopes for the Ravens this year. First half against the Dolphins, first half against the Bills. That's a Super Bowl caliber team. Second half against the Dolphins, second half against the Bills. That's a team that doesn't make the playoffs. Now, you're in a bad division. And you got Cincinnati as the defending AFC champs. Cleveland lost. The Steelers lost. And you're just trying to get into the postseason. That's all you're trying to do here. And that Ravens team is really good, at least offensively. Defensively, I had some questions, and certainly some questions yesterday. As I'm watching the strategy here, do you go for fourth down? And, you know, are you trying to go up by three? Like, I'm trying to understand what John Harbaugh is doing here. Because he said afterwards, hey, you know, I had confidence in my defense. Hey, if we don't get it on the two-yard line, then they've got to go 98 yards or whatever. You got to kick a field goal. You know, I feel confident in my defense. Well, you went for it. Therefore, you don't feel confident in your defense. Because if you did, just kick the field goal and your defense is going to stop them. But going for the touchdown, to me, signified we got to score a touchdown because we're not going to stop them. And that was the case. Here's John Harbaugh on his end-of-game strategy.
And then the other thing, you think you're going to get the ball at the two-yard line. So I'm very confident in our defense. Defense's ability to stop them down there with the ball on the two-yard line. So we got them backed up. If we don't get it, didn't turn out that way, unfortunately, and we lost the game. So
he since said that they should have taken the points. If you want to go for it, you got Lamar Jackson, come up with a better play call. That was my only problem with it. Okay. It's fourth and two at the two-yard line. How about a run-pass option? I don't want my quarterback backing up 20 yards to try to throw a pass. But I got to put some pressure on the defense. Run-pass option there. And I didn't think the play calling was great. And even if they got it, like I was just trying to understand the logic behind it. And I didn't. I just thought, take the three. Bad weather, take the three. And then hold on for dear life. Or when the Bills got into the red zone inside the five, let him score a touchdown and then get the ball back. Instead, they ran the clock down and kicked the field goal and ended up winning. But give credit to Buffalo. Be able to come back. But also, this is twice now with the Ravens. You were blowing out the Dolphins and you were blowing out the Bills. And when you think of the Ravens, you think Lamar Jackson in a pretty good defense. Well, they got Lamar Jackson. That defense, that's the albatross. Yes, Eden.
Yeah, it feels like if they had gotten that 3 points, they might as well have just gotten zero anyway, because that defense wasn't stopping anybody.
No. And that's why when he said, hey, I trust, you know, my defense. No, you didn't. That's why you were going for a touchdown here, because you knew you weren't going to stop Josh Allen. All right. Poll question today, Seton.
Well, Dan, we might as well skew a little negative.
Ooh.
Pauly sent these ones over as if that was redundant, what I just said.
Shocker.
So who had the worst weekend?
Okay.
Who had the worst weekend? Oklahoma, not great. Browns, stinker. Steelers. Steelers is an interesting one because they may have had a good bad weekend.
Okay.
Or a bad good weekend.
With Kenny Pickett coming in for Mitchell Trubisky.
It's always exciting when you get the new guy in, right?
It is. And not all those interceptions were on him. But at least it felt like there was some energy there in the building. It felt like, okay, all right, let's see what we have here. All right, maybe not this week, but next week. And then I'm thinking, let me see the Steelers schedule. Steelers, they're 1-3. At the Bills on Sunday, they host the Buccaneers. They're at the Dolphins. They're at the Eagles. Good God! They host the Saints, and then they host the Bengals.
Who are they beating? No.
Nobody. Gosh.
I'm going to change this. This is a great loss by the Steelers. You lose to the Jets. You could easily dump Mitch Trubisky now and go with the new guy. Small hands.
Kenny Pickett.
But now you have a season where everyone knows you're not competing for anything. You go, 5-12. You get the fifth pick in the draft. And you add depth for Kenny Pickett in the offense. Mm. This is exactly how it's supposed to work out with a rookie contract.
This program brought to you by M-Drive, supplements for driven guys that supports healthy testosterone, the drive to get things done. Try M-Drive for $5. Text Dan to 55,000. Feel good, accomplish more. Text Dan to 55,000. Get your first order for $5. Message and data rates may apply. What else do we have poll question-wise? Although I do like that one. What else?
We could run down, actually do a little bit of a good loss, bad loss if you want. Like the Lions this weekend. They lose 48-45 to the Seahawks.
The Lions are averaging 35 a game. They're also giving up 35 a game. Just a tick over 35 a game.
When they get together in a team meeting today.
Ooh, I wouldn't bring the offense and defense together.
There's offense here going one door and defense going the other.
Yeah.
Because it's only human nature to be like, you know what, you guys suck. Because we'd be winning a bunch more games.
Yeah, that's one of those. Offense is out of the building. Okay, come on in, defense. Yeah, Paulie.
The Lions have scored 140 points, which is the best in the entire NFC.
Yeah.
Better than the Eagles, better than everybody. They've given up 141 points this season.
Yep.
Feels like a bad loss.
The Lions have more points than the Cowboys or the Giants or the Packers. Those teams are 3-1. Lions are 1-3.
God, that just...
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day. Top. And that damn London game, I had no idea. Like, I see Paulie, I don't know what time it was. It was around noon or so. And he goes, hey, how about the Saints and Vikings? And I go, what about it? He goes, no, they're playing. I go, oh, damn, they got me again. I had no idea. We need to come up with something like, you know, the emergency broadcast system. You know, a little less important than the emergency broadcast system where this is only a test. Vikings-Saints game is on right now from London. Yeah, Paul.
You ever watch those movies where it's in London and the cop cars always go, wee wee wee? We should have that because everyone knows that's a London ambulance or cop car. And yeah, it wakes up everybody in the household.
Yeah, I forgot all about it. And I was like, oh, all right. Double doink. Vikings somehow win another game. What else do we have, Seton?
Well, we could do another good loss, bad loss, the Patriots. On paper, it looks like that was a good loss. Like, hey, you took the Packers to overtime, but then they also got Bailey
Zappi
in there. Yeah. Who, for some reason, I refuse to believe that's his name, and it's really William Zabka. But
from Cobra Kai,
yeah, I'm like, oh look, William Zabka is in there. No, okay. It's not. All right. That's not a good. They're 1-3.
Yeah, you know, you never thought if you're a Patriot fan that you'd be looking up to the Jets. You got Mac Jones out, Hoyer got hurt, concussion, and then Zappi came in. By the way, he put up unbelievable numbers at Western Kentucky. Now, I know that's a whole lot different than the NFL, but he is a capable passer. And there were scouts who really liked what he did at Western Kentucky and his arm and all of those things. Might be a while before he starts again. But to go into Lambeau, I don't know if any rookie has made his debut at Lambeau before. But he did okay. Like, it was signed kind of like Mac Jones light. It was 10 of 15 touchdown. And, you know, he'll be able to say to his grandkids, you know, I took Aaron Rodgers into overtime at Lambeau. And we had the ball and we could have won it. Yes, Todd.
So on the flip side, is that a
bad
win?
Hey, Todd, let's ride.
Okay. Is that a bad win for the Packers?
Let's ride.
Really?
How about them Broncos? Let's ride.
And another holding penalty by Garrett Bowles.
Todd is going to do his own his Kevin Harlan game, whether it may or may not have been something that Kevin Harlan actually said while calling the Broncos Raiders broadcast. We're going to do that a little later on, Todd.
You got it.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
You know what's really sad is Todd walks in today. It is fall. I think it was like 48 degrees this morning when you woke up. He's wearing jeans and like a golf shirt that you'd wear in summer. And you could know that was a scramble move because he had his old Bronco outfit for Monday laid out post-win.
Yes.
You could tell.
I had my Danger Rush shirts and my Bronco Zubaz pants and my orange and blue sneakers.
Because
not to be.
You look like if we're playing golf in June,
I'm ready.
And you got dolphin colors, got some teal there it looks like, or mint.
Yeah. You would never know that in a few weeks it's going to be Halloween.
Yeah. But you came in and that did feel like, uh-oh. I got to audible here. Got to audibleize.
Conference loss, division loss. Not good.
All right, phone calls. Tyler, taking your phone calls, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. We'll recap the college football weekend as well. When we come back, our good buddy Ross Tucker, we'll talk to him about the strategy from yesterday's Ravens-Bills game. And also, he'll preview what he thinks will happen with the Rams and the Niners. You know, all Jimmy G does is win. You know that, don't you, Marvin, being a Niners apologist?
Better than anyone.
Yes, yes. All he does is win, except for when he doesn't win. All right, back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Got energy today. I always have energy. I got M-Drive. You can have the same kind of energy. M-Drive, testosterone support for driven guys. You wake up, you got to go. Go after it. It's not going to come to you. You got to go get it. Packed with clinically tested ingredients, supporting healthy T levels and the drive to get things done. Got to put in some work, but M-Drive can help you stay motivated and energized. And if you're like me, you want to feel good, you want to keep going, accomplish more, M-Drive testosterone support for driven guys. And you can order it online, mdrivedan.com. Or if you'd like to go to Walgreens, Rite Aid, or Vitamin Shoppe, you can actually see the package, M-Drive. Nice package. And for my listeners, you can try M-Drive for only $5. Get started by texting Dan to 55,000. That's 55000. Claim your exclusive offer. So just dip your toe in. It's a two-week trial. You can try what I try every morning. M-Drive. Text Dan to 55,000. Your first order of M-Drive for just $5. Message and data rates may apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments, where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Ross Tucker joining us on behalf of DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today. Use the promo code Patrick for a special offer when you sign up. Promo code Patrick only at DraftKings Sportsbook. And Ross Tucker set to join us. There he is. Oh, popped up on the screen. You scared me a little bit. It's like that scene in Animal House when Flounder... the picture of Flounder shows up, and they all go, ah! There's Ross.
Well, you know what, though, Dan? They got him in the fraternity anyway because his dad went there or whatever.
Legacy.
Kind of like me. Yeah. Even if you don't want me, DraftKings got me in today, so I'm in here anyway.
Yeah, Flounder's brother was a legacy. All right, let me start with the Steelers. Can you have a good loss if you're Pittsburgh, considering that you brought in – Kenny Pickett to replace Mitchell Trubisky?
No. I mean, I think there are some losses that are better than others, but I would say no for the Steelers for a couple reasons, Dan. Mike Tomlin has never had a losing record. You know, that organization just looks at things differently than a lot of others do. They never give up on a year. They never give up on a game. And I think it's great that they put Pickett in. He did provide a spark. But you're up 20-10 in the second half against the New York Jets, and you let Zach Wilson lead two 70-plus yard touchdown drives. You're the Pittsburgh Steelers at home, and you're getting sliced and diced by Zach Wilson.
Yeah, but good in a way that you've made the change to Kenny Pickett. Not that you – your defense, that's inexcusable that you allow the Jets to come back in Pittsburgh. But Kenny Pickett is maybe now your quarterback moving forward. Is that a good thing, even though it was in a loss?
Yeah, I would say it's a terrible loss, but that is the positive silver lining, that Pickett did provide a spark in more ways than one, yes.
All right. That's what I was trying to do. You know, you made it far more complicated. help me understand John Harbaugh's logic here at the end of that game against Buffalo.
Yeah, I think he, at that point, did not have a ton of confidence in his defense's ability to prevent the Bills from getting a field goal and tying it and going to overtime. And I think he thought, on the two-yard line, I'm going to show some faith in Lamar, because either we get a touchdown and then it greatly increases our chances to win the game, or it's incomplete pass or we don't score. The Bills have to go the length of the field. They're at the two-yard line. I don't think when he did the calculation, and I've talked to these teams, Dan, I know you do too, they have all the win probability stuff, right? Like they know if the Bills get the ball at the two, like they know all of the different win probability factors. I don't think they took into account Lamar throwing a pick and the Bills getting the ball at the 20. Because there's a big difference in terms of play calling and mindset when you start to drive at the two versus the 20. Although, you know what, Dan? I mean, the Bills marched down and could have easily scored a touchdown anyway. I mean, they were able to get to the one-yard line.
But why didn't the Ravens let him score? Why didn't they let him score to get the ball back then?
I think they were trying to. I think I think that might be why Marcus Peters was so fired up.
Wait a minute. They couldn't stop them the entire game, and then you tell them just to let them score, and then they stop them.
I think I think the one play, when the guy ran to the one-yard line, he went down, though. Like, the Bills figured it out. I think they were even trying to let him score there, and it must have been Singletary. I don't think he was really trying to score. And obviously, the Bills very, very smartly knew, we don't want to score a touchdown. We don't want to give the ball back. We can take the clock all the way down. It was perfect, Dan, because I had the Ravens plus 3.5, so the Bills get the win. Mm. The Ravens still cover. Mm. It was a beautiful ending to that football game.
All right, the Eagles went down but not out, came back, bad weather, Trevor Lawrence with fumbles, but, you know, a little bit tougher game probably than Philadelphia, or we thought it might be, but you're comfortable with the Eagles? Are they the best team in the NFC right now?
I think they are, and I'm not sure there's a team in the NFL that has a better roster than them right now. It's really unbelievable. I mean, they go out in free agency and get Hassan Reddick. He has two strip sacks of Trevor Lawrence in the fourth quarter. I mean, exactly why Howie Roseman went out and got him as a free agent. The one thing they hadn't done so far this year, Dan, was really have to overcome adversity. How about a pick six from Hurts? How about down 14-0 in the first quarter to your former coach? All they did after that adversity was score the next 29 points to go up 29-14. Thoroughly impressed by this Eagles team. And they certainly handled the rain a lot better than Trevor Lawrence. I mean, he had four fumbles, Dan. Two of them were unforced. I thought he had big hands. I don't know what happened to Trevor Lawrence with all the fumbles. But that was a very impressive win by the Eagles. I mean, they're doing that's four straight really impressive wins by the Eagles.
But if the Eagles went up against the Bills or went up against Kansas City or anybody else, who would you take in those matchups?
Well, I think those are I'd love to see the betting line at DraftKings for those games, because I think those are pretty much push games right now. I'd love to see what the line would be. My guess is the Eagles would be slight underdogs because of Josh Allen, because of Patrick Mahomes, who were both ridiculous again yesterday. But the Eagles have an awfully good team. The question now is, how bad were the injuries they suffered? They lost two O-linemen yesterday. Slay only played three snaps. So the injuries might be getting them a little bit. But it's interesting, Dan, because that is the company that they're in right now. I mean, I think in my mind, the three teams in the AFC are the Ravens, Bills, and Chiefs. And I think the Eagles are kind of right up there with them in terms of teams that are looking like they have a legit chance to go to the Super Bowl.
Feels like the Rams played opening night, and we haven't really talked about the Rams since then. Feels like they're still formidable. Now you have the Niners game tonight. What do you expect out of this?
Yeah, it's a good point because they played a couple nondescript games Sunday afternoon. People haven't really been paying attention to them, but they've won a couple in a row. I love some of the stuff that Sean McVay is doing. He basically puts a wide receiver, Ben Skowronek, at fullback now in the last game. That was awesome. This is a gut check time for Kyle Shanahan. I mean, I know there's some people in San Francisco that think the Niners organization should potentially move on from him. They told me that on the radio last week. That really stunned me.
Really?
But they were pathetic against the Broncos. This is a Monday night game. You know the way it is, Dan. The primetime games are like 10 times as important in the court of public opinion. No Trent Williams. They need to play much, much better because if the Rams win, and I kind of like the Rams in this game tonight, there's going to start to be some interesting chatter in San Francisco around Kyle Shanahan.
Well, not quite sure what you have at quarterback here. I know it's Jimmy G, and yes, all he does is win. But bigger picture here. You know, the Niners went all in on Trey Lance, and it's sort of like Jimmy's still hanging around. It's like, all right, I don't have a date for the dance. I'll dance with you for a little while. I wonder if they have a quarterback as they move on, you know, this entire season into next season.
It feels like there's a myriad of possibilities right now for them, right? Like Jimmy could play really well and they bring him back. Jimmy could play terrible and they move on and it's Trey Lance's job. I guess I feel like at this point, it almost would be hard to go into next year with only Trey Lance. It feels like they'd almost have to give themselves another option. And that might be the thing that helps Shanahan out the most, even if the Niners have a down year, is ownership probably wants to at least have 1 year where they can see what Kyle Shanahan does with the guy they traded up to get the number three overall pick to draft.
We're talking to Ross Tucker, joining us on behalf of DraftKings, host of Even Money Betting Podcast, game analyst for CBS, Westwood One, also the Eagles on the call for the Bengals and Ravens next Sunday night on Westwood One. I was wondering why the NFL doesn't allow a third quarterback on the sidelines so you don't have Saquon Barkley taking snaps. What's the big deal if you have a practice squad quarterback who's on the sidelines in uniform and it's an emergency situation only? The only way he can get in is if the quarterback is injured.
Is that kind of like the goalie in hockey who sits up in the booth unless there's two goalies get injured and then the guy's like a plumber or something and he goes out on the field?
I don't know if he's a plumber, but yeah, you're right. But
I love that. I love when the emergency goalie is used. I do think the NFL should consider that. I guess the counter argument is, Dan, you're allowed to promote two guys from practice squad now. So you're allowed to have 55 guys on the active roster. You're allowed to dress more than you ever used to before. I think the NFL is really saying to people, hey, the onus is on you to have three quarterbacks dressing, like the Dolphins did, by the way, Thursday night. Thursday night, last Thursday against the Bengals, they activated Skylar Thompson, the rookie from Kansas State, to make sure they had three quarterbacks eligible. So I like where your head's at, Dan. I think they probably should consider that. But if they don't, these teams need to think about it because, man, we had Bailey Zappe playing. You know, we've had some interesting quarterbacks out there. Saquon's taking direct snaps because you only have two. That guy's two snaps away. Then you have Daniel Jones. Well, I think he has a pretty bad ankle sprain out there. He can't really protect himself. That's probably not a real good look for the league either.
Before I let you go, I'm curious about this with offense and defense. You played on the offensive line in the NFL. If you're the Lions' offense and then you run into the Lions' defense, let's say in the hallways or a meeting room, and does it get contentious? Because you're scoring. You're the highest scoring team in the NFC, and your defense is the worst defense scoring-wise in the NFC. So what happens when those two parties collide?
There can absolutely be tension, and I've experienced it. And unfortunately, it was because the offense stunk that I was a part of, and the defense was awesome. And you just get some side-eyed looks. You can tell they're getting frustrated. Some of the guys might start making comments. I've seen that a couple times. You know, there's not really another sport like it, right? Like, you know, I don't think the baseball hit. Do the baseball hitters get mad at the pitchers? I don't know. But, you know, basketball's continuous. Hockey's continuous. Soccer's like, they're all part of it. But that's what makes football so unique. Most of your meetings, you're not even together. Like, there's defensive meetings. There's offensive meetings. You're almost separate teams. And yeah, the guys on defense, if they're, I remember in Buffalo, I think it was 2003, our defense was awesome. We were struggling on offense. Those guys were getting very angry. And, you know, I didn't really blame them. Like, I'd be frustrated if I were those guys too. They're playing their you know what's off, and we can't put any points on the board. That's when it's really the coach's job and the leader's job to really try to keep the team together. And remember, listen, like, it's not offense versus defense. We all have to do this thing together to try to win games. But absolutely, there can be tension. I don't know if Detroit's offense is good enough yet. I know they're scoring a bunch of points. I don't know if those guys are – this isn't Mahomes. This isn't like the Chiefs or Bills offense, where I think it's a little premature for the Detroit guys on offense to get mad at the Detroit defense. But maybe if it continues, yeah.
Thank you, buddy. Safe travels this week.
Always. Thank you, Dan.
That's Ross Tucker, host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, joining us on behalf of DraftKings. He'll be on the call Bengals-Ravens next Sunday night. That will be on radio on Westwood One. Andrew in Washington leads us off on this Monday. Best and worst of the weekend. Andrew, what do you have for me?
Well, good morning, Dan Dennett. Thanks for taking my call again. I don't have a best. I have a worst. Florida State scoring the first touchdown and giving up 28 unanswered points to Wake Forest and losing their first game of the season. And my worster was yesterday, my Carolina Panthers scoring the first and last touchdowns in the game, but still losing by 10 to the Arizona Cardinals. If I had to have a best, I did go to the Oregon coast. We did get away for a little while. We went to the Tillamook Cheese Creamery, great place to eat and drink and have fun, but just a bad sports weekend overall for my teams.
Thank you, Andrew. Yeah, you start to look at the Carolina situation and you go, Baker Mayfield, question mark. Sam Darnold get a chance here. Coach is in trouble there. And, you know, I've already heard Matt Rhule's name being bantered about for college gigs. Last year I heard that. Then in the offseason heard that. To start the season I heard that. And you start to wonder, David Tepper, that owner, you know, billionaires want answers, man. They're not very patient. You brought in Baker Mayfield. It's like, okay, let's see what you got. You know, we got you out of purgatory. You didn't want to play in Cleveland. Here you go. And it has not gone well. Jeremy in Texas. Hi, Jeremy. Best and worst of the weekend.
Good morning, bud. Hey, so best has got to be the Cowboys going 3-1. And another best, I don't really have a worst, is the Cowboys doing it with Cooper Rush. Now, do you trade Cooper Rush or Dak Prescott, or are you keeping them both?
You're keeping them both. I mean, let's put it this way. If Dak Prescott had the numbers that Cooper Rush had, we'd go, man, what's wrong with Dak? Cooper Rush knows what he can do. He's not a franchise quarterback. He reminds me of Matt Flynn. Matt Flynn played for the Packers.
He got paid.
Had a huge game against the Lions. And all of a sudden, Seattle went, we got to have Matt Flynn. And I go, he had one good game. And you drafted Russell Wilson. But that's the feeling you get with Cooper Rush. He plays for the Cowboys. Well, you got to be a little bit better than when you play for the Cowboys. No interceptions. He's doing exactly what he needs to do. Well, Dak is going to take more chances there. I don't know if you have to take more chances. You do have a running game, and is that enough to sustain you? Defense played well. I mean, you're playing against the Commanders. By the way, I love the Commanders' uniforms. The all-black, I was okay with it. Normally I don't like uniform changes, but I saw that and I thought, you know what? I change to protect the identity. Yeah, sure. I'm okay with it. Yeah, Marv.
They're like the North Carolina, University of North Carolina of the NFL. Yeah. Great uniforms. The production doesn't match how great the uniforms are.
Yeah.
Those things were clean yesterday.
Yeah, they were. I liked them. And I didn't think I would. Yeah, Seton, you got a scrunchy face.
No, not scrunchy. Oh, okay. More like, you know what? I don't know that I appreciated it, but yeah, those are awesome uniforms.
Yeah. I didn't watch long, but I did go, oh, look at the uniforms as they give up a touchdown pass. Oh, they're a sack. Okay.
You know who had good uniforms this weekend, too? Wake Forest.
Yeah.
Those were pretty rad.
Yeah. Can you have great uniforms when you don't play well? Like, how many bad teams have great uniforms?
It's like that look good, feel good, play good kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's not always right in that row, but you look good.
Yeah, Paul.
As Marvin said, that's the North Carolina rule. Okay. North Carolina college football uniforms are stunning. They're usually around 6-5 as a team. They don't play to match your uniform.
Yes, Todd.
Those old cream-colored Buccaneers, no matter how bad they were, it was almost charming in a way.
Back then, it wasn't good. People made fun of the creamsicle Buccaneers.
That's disappointing. I would have loved it back then, too, even if now that it's retro.
Yeah. Well, you're not on record as liking them back then. I'm going to have to take your word for it.
Yeah. Feels like we were alive then, too.
Yeah, we were. Let's ride.
Okay, we're going to do that now?
And that's right.
That's right.
How do you feel?
I feel bad. I don't know what's going on. The offense is terrible. They keep punting. Melvin Gordon keeps fumbling. Garrett Bowles keeps holding. It's a disaster.
I did love the, what was it, a pick six? And Garrett Bowles, like, he tries. He's 10 yards away from the defender. The defender is one step away from the end zone, and he does the fake hustle.
Are there no other offensive linemen that can play that position? I don't understand why he's still out there.
I wish someone would take the Garrett Bowles dive and put a pool underneath it. It would look just like a belly flop.
It was just funny. I thought, okay, touchdown. He actually tried to, like, shoestring tackle. Yes, Todd.
And I didn't see anyone knock the ball out of Melvin Gordon's hand. I'm not saying he's getting paid by the other team, but it looked like he flipped it to him as he was, like, rolling down, and the guy takes it for a touchdown.
You're
like
not saying,
yards.
But it sounds like you're saying.
Well, he had the one where he fumbled at the goal line, and now he's flipping it to the other team. I don't know what I was watching.
The Garrett Bowles play. Yes, he
did. Do you credit him for hustle or, like, chastise him for fake hustle?
He was running. I mean, I was guilty of fake hustle in high school, and I can appreciate fake hustle, but you at least have to get close enough for fake hustle.
It's the point where he sort of looks like he's about to jump, but then he sort of knee slides for 5 yards, yeah. And it's like, that, what?
Yeah, it's like, what? Man, I'm going fast. This is going to hurt. I'm just going to slide. God, man. All right, when we come back, more phone calls and our play of the day. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. See their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly, but it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play, the play of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Play it. This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
They fake the trap. Now Mahomes scrambling to his right, holding it, gets off the hit, now lunging forward, and now fires it late, caught at the back of the end zone, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Mahomes with the touchdown pass, his second touchdown pass of this game, the 161st of his career. That is the most touchdown passes by any NFL quarterback in history in their first 67 games.
That's courtesy of 106.5 The Wolf, the Chiefs Radio Network. That's your play of the day, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today. Make sure you use the promo code Patrick for a special offer when you sign up. It's promo code Patrick only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Interesting NFL over-under win totals as of today, courtesy of DraftKings. How about the Giants? Anybody want to take a guess on the Giants, the new and improved New York Giants? Over under, Pauly?
8.5.
8. Anybody going over Giants? Pie to the face, Seton.
With my comeback player of the year, Daniel Jones? Are you kidding me?
Of course you're going over. The Steelers over under right now, according to DraftKings. Todd?
6.5.
All right. 5.5. Anybody taking the over? Yes, Todd?
I think the Steelers will win at least 6 games.
Pie to the face. Got my kids saying that now. You know, whenever we make a bet, pie to the face, I go, yeah. The Broncos over-under, Todd?
8.5.
All right. Marv?
3.5. Let's ride.
Wow.
Hey, let's ride.
That is rude.
They've already won 2.
Over-under is 9.
I'm going with the under on that, dog.
Vikings over-under. My playoff bound Vikings. Yes, Paulie.
10.5?
10.5. You did it.
I watched 3/4 of that
you
game.
You did it. I didn't. I got to the very end. That was it. I got the double doink. I got to see that there. All right, a few more phone calls. Best and worst of the weekend. Nick in California. Hi, Nick. Welcome back.
Hey, Dan. Good morning. Overreaction Monday, 2 worst. After 4 weeks, it's safe to say Broncos officially suck. You know, everyone keeps saying let Russ cook. I don't think he knows how to cook anymore. And then I originally had the Chiefs pick last night, changed it to the Bucks because Brady had all his weapons. But I have to say your 2023 Super Bowl champs, Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay. All right. Nick's all in on the Chiefs. Was that Nick Wright? That was Nick in California.
Bold pick there that he just made.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah, after last
handful
night.
Handful of weeks in yeah. after a dominant performance.
Wow. By the way, just calling it. Man, you're going out on a limb.
My Chiefs.
Yeah. Tamara in California.
Hi, Dan.
Hi.
Morning.
Morning.
I do not have a negative from the weekend. I only have positives.
Oh, okay.
Finally, the Raiders get their first win of the season. Huh? They looked good for once. But everybody was clicking on the right cylinders. And the biggest of the weekend was the San Diego Padres clinching despite dropping 2 to the White Sox.
Yeah, it was like Padres, big deal at the trade deadline. And then all of a sudden, it's like, where'd the Padres go? Oh, they hung on. Seattle Mariners in the postseason. How about them Mets?
Was it 20 years for the Mariners?
21 years,
wow.
I believe.
Good for them.
21 years. Mets get swept by the Braves. And things getting a little interesting here. Aaron Judge sitting on 61. Let me see what the odds are. Let's see. Odds to hit 62 home runs, minus 255. The odds to stay at 61 or plus 200. Yes, Marv.
Aaron Judge's statue of Monument Park is on the line.
Whoa. I think he's got it secured. I think he'll have a monument. He'll have a plaque in Monument Park. He might not have a monument in Monument Park, but he'll have a plaque in Monument Park. All right, update the poll results there, Seton, for hour one.
Dan, hour one, we went with who had the best loss this weekend.
Okay.
We gave you the Steelers, Lions, Missouri, and Patriots. Right now, you're Missouri Tigers leading that. 41%.
I wasn't going to watch, and then I watch, and then all of a sudden Georgia act like Georgia in the second half. But I like how the analysts go, this could get ugly leading into that game. And I thought, wait, did they think Missouri was going to win? Hour two coming up, more phone calls, Dan Patrick Show. One more item. We close out hour one. October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month. So many tips on what you need to understand, basic steps, and you got to be cyber smart. You got to keep your family protected, identity theft, scams, and other online dangers. Also, you got to get LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own, like loans taken out in your name, like crimes committed by thieves pretending to be you. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitoring monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it is easy to protect yourself with LifeLock. Identity theft protection starts here. You join now, you save up to 25% off your first year. Make sure you use the promo code Patrick. You can call 1-800-LIFELOCK or you can go to lifelock.com and use the promo code Patrick for 25% off. Celebrate Cybersecurity Awareness Month by bringing in LifeLock by Norton. 1-800-LIFELOCK or lifelock.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a Robot Pachinko Machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.